Hello and welcome to the audio ministry of Pure Heart Christian Center. We are located at 12236 Southwest 128th Street near the Tamiami Airport in the Kendall area of Miami, Florida. Please join us as a special guest speaker comes now and challenges our hearts with a dynamic message from God's Word.
We serve an awesome God. We serve a faithful God. And there is none like Him. Is there anything that you can do without God? Absolutely. You can't do nothing without God. With God, nothing is impossible. But there's an enemy to hinder your walk with the Lord. There's something that's called temptation. Something that is called temptation. All you have to do is say no to temptation. It's not as easy as it sounds. But I'm going to help you out today. Because you got to understand something, that we are not tempted because we are evil. We are only tempted because we are human. But I want you to understand something today, that God has a purpose for your life. And the devil is not happy because of that. So I'm standing before you today to let you know that the enemy wants to, well, it wants to turn that purpose that the Lord has for you. But everything we do is before the presence of the Lord, because there's no way you are that God is not there. So temptation defines us as citizens of the kingdom of heaven. Temptation defines each and every one of us. How does the enemy try to stop you from fulfilling the purposes that God has for you? It's through temptation. So now your walk with the Lord and your success and your walk as a Christian has to do with how well you deal with temptations. You got to examine your walk. You got to examine every single thing that you do. Okay? It has to do with how you handle and how you resist temptation. Why? Because along your Christian life, you are constantly tested. You are constantly proved. The devil just don't come to test you just 1 second. No, he is there every single time. He is there every single decision you're making. He is there every single thing that you do. But you have to understand it has to do with your relationship with the Lord. Now, my question to you this morning is this. How is your relationship with the Lord? Some people may go to church. Some people may pray all the time. Some people may spend time in the Word of God, but their relationship with God is not where it's supposed to be. And then, for example, some people know God, and some people know the acts of God. So you got to examine your walk with the Lord. As you walk this walk, as you fight this fight, you got to understand that the issue that determines whether or not a person is a strong or a weak believer has to do with how they deal with temptations. How is your walk with the Lord? It has to do with how you deal with temptation. So I want you to carefully pay attention to what the Spirit is saying to the Lord this morning. Because if you know and understand what kind of reward is waiting for you when you beat temptations, you will walk in the newness of life. Every single day, the enemy fight against you. The enemy wrestle against you. We got to understand there's a reward for those that do well in overcoming temptations. The enemy knows that. He knows there's a reward for everyone that overcomes temptations. So now the enemy tries to hinder your relationship with the Lord. The enemy tries to get in between. He tries to get in the way, okay? Because he knew there's a ceremony, a crowned ceremony that's waiting for you when you fight temptation and when you defeat the enemy. Okay, so what happened now? There's a crown that's waiting to be placed on your head to confer a legal power, a championship, a crown. So the enemy don't want you to get that crown. The enemy's purpose is to stop you from fulfilling the purposes of God in your life. The enemy war against your spirit. The devil tore against you every single day. Try to bring this, try to bring that. But you got to understand that nothing can shift your relationship with the Lord. If you allow anything to shift or to deter you or to move you from where you're standing, then you see, hey, wow, where is God? Where is God in your life? You ask this question. But when you begin to examine the word of God, I want the reward that's waiting for me. I want the reward that God has set for me. But now the enemy of success, which is Satan himself, that's standing in the way of what God has planned for you, huh? It will try to use temptation, every little things to try to shift you, to try to deter you from the will and the purposes of God in your life. But what am I saying to you this morning? You got to understand, as a citizen of the kingdom of heaven, okay, you want to be rewarded, okay, with honor and with dignity in this life that you're living in. There's a direct connection. There's a direct, when I say direct, there's a direct connection between loving God and overcoming temptation. You can say you love God, but you can't overcome temptation. How many say, I love God, but when temptation comes, you fail? How much do you love him? It said he already prepared a way for you to escape the temptation that's coming to you. It is the word of God. So, you see, if God requires a living right as a way to demonstrate my love for him, yeah, you know what? That's exactly how I want to do. I want to live right. I want to rock right. I want to fulfill the purposes of God in my life. I want to do what the Lord has called me to do. I want to fight a good fight of what? Faith. As I begin to examine the word, I was sitting over there this morning. The Lord began to minister to me because the enemy does something. I want somebody to give me the book of James right quick. Give me the book of James chapter 1. I want you to see this. James chapter 1. Hallelujah. And give me verse 12. I want somebody to read it out loud and clear. James chapter 1 verse 12. Praise God. Look at God. I want you to give me the book of James chapter 1 verse 9. And I'm going to carefully dissect this thing as the Holy Spirit gave it to me. I want you to see the hand of God in your walk with the Lord. I want you to know and understand that the Lord is opening the doors for you that no man can shut. He shut the doors that no man can open. Amen? Do you have a sister? Go ahead. I want you to read it. Start from verse 12. Yes, ma'am. Oh, come on. I want you to repeat that thing right there. Come on. Come on. Can everybody hear her? The red mic. Come on. Hallelujah. That's okay. Uh-huh. Now, please pay attention to that. Because the Lord has promised a crown because you endure temptation. So now the enemy's job is to stand in your way. So it doesn't matter how you go to church. It doesn't matter how well you know the Bible. It doesn't matter how well you pray. It doesn't matter how. It has to do with your relationship with the Lord. The devil will test everybody. It will test anybody. It will tempt anybody. It doesn't care who you are. It doesn't care. Listen, it don't care whether you're a son of the Pope. That's exactly. It doesn't matter. The devil will come to you to tempt you, to try to get you to lose, miss the crown that is set for you. Because the Bible says a crown of what is glory is waiting for those who endures temptation. Got to run. Got to finish the race. So as I begin to examine the word, the Holy Spirit begins to tell me. He said, you got to understand something. It is one thing for you to know the word. It is one another thing for you to read your Bible, to do all this other stuff, all the religious stuff. But if your relationship with me is not where it's supposed to be, you're just another person. I said, huh? I said, how many people sit before me, but their heart is just far away from me? But they are there, faithfully. But their heart is far away from God. So the Holy Spirit began to minister to me. He said, what is it? How is it going to look like without my presence in your life? And then he said, look at Job. I said, huh? Somebody give me the book of Job. Chapter 1. I want you to see this. Have your way, Holy Spirit. Get your Bible. No, you come to church, you have to have your Bible. If you don't have your Bible, we're going to have punishment for those who don't have their Bible. Job chapter 1. Yes, sir. Job chapter 1. You're right there. Praise God. I want you to read that thing. You got the microphone? I want you to please pay attention to this thing. Is my sister's microphone on? Okay, it's on now. Yes. Please pay attention to this now. We are going to Job chapter 1, and we are going from verses 1. Yeah, I want you to just take your time and read it very clearly, because I want to prove something to the people of God as the Holy Spirit has given it to me. Come on.
In the land of Uz.
In the land of Uz.
There lived a man whose name was Job.
There was a man whose name was Job.
This man was blameless.
Listen, the Bible says this man was blameless and he was upright. Now, please pay attention to this. The Bible indicates that this man had a relationship with God. It indicates that this man walked with God. Okay, I mean, let me ask you a question. Why do we come to church? Okay, why do we do the things we do righteously? It's because of our relationship with the Lord. Now, what's this? It doesn't mean because you have a relationship with the Lord. It doesn't mean because you know the Lord that you're not going to go through. Maybe you're going through something right now. Maybe you're dealing with something right now. But I want you to understand something. That you need the presence of God in your life. Come on. That makes a whole lot of difference.
He feared God and shunned evil.
He feared God and he shunned evil, the Bible says.
He had seven sons and three daughters.
Now, please pay attention to this now.
And
he had seven sons and he had three daughters.
And he owned 7,000 sheep.
Now, please pay attention to this. He owned 7,000 sheep. Come on, keep going, keep going. It gets good. He has 3,000 camels. My God. It has 500 yokes of oxen. It had 500 donkeys. It had a large number of servants. It was very, very rich. But added to that, Job had a relationship with God. Job had a relationship with God. So when I talk about having relationship with God, his walk with the God was where it's supposed to be. His way with God was where it was supposed to be. You have to understand something. You see, it doesn't matter what you know. It doesn't matter the information that you have. It has to do with your walk with the Lord. It has to do with your relationship with the Lord. You see, a lot of people, okay, compromises their relationship with the Lord for something else. You can't put nothing else ahead of God. He comes first in everything. So the Lord knows Job. But when you look at the story, it's good, sister. When you look at the story, Job knew God. Job had a relationship with God. What is it for you to know God, to read your Bible, to pray, to study the word, to do prayer meetings and everything, but you don't have the presence of God in your life? No presence. So the Bible began to talk about Job. Say, Job was a man of God. He was righteous. He had all these goodies. Don't you know that when you have relationship with the Lord, the devil will know you? Yes. If your relationship with the Lord is where it's supposed to be, I can guarantee you today that the enemy know you and he will not mess with you. Watch this. I'm going to tell you. Because the Lord promises that he will protect you. Okay, now what happened? Job had all these goodies. He had all this stuff. But there was a time that the children of God, they went before the presence of God. And when they went before the presence of God, they was praying to the Lord. And the Lord was looking at his people. And all of a sudden, guess who showed up? Satan showed up. Where the people of God was praying, Satan showed up. When Satan showed up, God asked him a question. What are you doing here? And he looked at God and told God, he said, you know me. I'm by my father's business. You understand? I'm going from heaven to earth, from earth to heaven. I'm messing people's life up. So that's what I'm doing. Oh, okay. Good. God said, he said, well then, have you considered my servant, Job? Oh, he said, yeah. I know Job. But there's one thing about him. You got an edge around him. Why? He got the presence of God in his life. Huh? He got the peace of God in his life. He got an edge around him. Now, if I were to ask you this morning, how's your relationship with the Lord? Do you have that edge like Job had? Now, even the devil know him. The devil told God. He said, yeah, I know Job, but you got an edge around him. So I can mess with him. So now guess this. Okay, well, have you considered him though? Say, yeah, I did. But you got an edge around him. But you take that edge and see what is going to happen. Say, no, a person that God knows has a relationship with him. No matter what temptation you face, you will stand for God. No matter what it looks like, no matter what may come your way, you got to stand for God. You got to demonstrate your relationship for God. You walk by faith and not by what? So many people are falling by the wayside because they are walking by sight and not by faith. So what happened to Job? The Lord sent Satan and said, yeah, go to him. So now, wait a minute. You standing before the Lord, you happen to be hearing the conversation that God was having with Job, with the devil concerning you. Telling God to take the edge away from you. Take what away from me? God, please don't take no edge away from me. No. I ain't ready for that. Don't take no edge away from me. Lord Jesus, you can take anything. You can take everything else, but don't take your presence away from me. But Job, he didn't hear the conversation that God was having with Satan. So what do you have to do? You have to maintain your relationship with the Lord at all times. Every single time, Job maintained his relationship with the Lord. So no matter what the devil brought his way, Job was ready. Even though he didn't know the conversation that was going between him and God and the devil standing in the middle. But God said, you know what? I'm going to take the edge away from him. But guess what? You cannot touch his soul. So you want to understand something. When your relationship with the Lord is where it's supposed to be, no matter what the devil may bring your way, you will understand that your life is in his hand. No matter how the devil look at you, no matter what the devil throw along your way, you're going to know that you need to suppose to walk by faith and not by sight. You got to walk under the power and under the anointing of the Holy Spirit. You got to understand something, because the Lord told you the devil come to steal, kill, and destroy. Huh? He said, but I have come so that you can have life and have this life more what? Abundantly. So now, the same God that spoke concerning Job is the same God yesterday, today, and forever. So now, if God was for Job then, guess what? It would be for you today. And that same God would be for you tomorrow. Praise God. Okay, you're getting there. We're getting there. We're getting there. See, that same God is there. So now what happened? Job went through the worst. He went through everything, but he stood in faith. He went through agonies. He went through situations, circumstances, and undertaking. You can name every disease in the world. Job had it. But the devil was not able to touch his soul. It was not able to touch his soul. It was not able to touch his spirit. Now, this is where I'm going with this, as the Holy Spirit gave it to me. How many people actually walk with the presence of God in their lives? Or you only need the presence of God on Sunday morning when you come to church. And when you leave out of the church, every single day of the week is just another thing. Huh? How many people deal with the spirit of doubt sometimes? Don't raise your hand, because the Holy Spirit knows that you do. You doubt God in your walk. You doubt God in your relationship with the Lord. You doubt God, the God that says, give me somebody, Hebrews 13 and 5. Come and talk to me. Hebrews 13 and 5. If you doubt God today, oh man, come on. Oh, I don't like that. Don't do it, because he promised that he will never do something. Come on, he will never do it. Come on, it's the word of God. Somebody give me, you got it? Okay. Yeah, verse 5, Hebrews 13 and 5. Come on, listen to this. Do you believe that? Talk to me, young lady. Uh-huh. Be content with what you have. God has said, never will I leave you. Never will I forsake you. Do you hear that? Do you believe that? So why then do you doubt God? Why sometime when the devil comes with all the schemes against you, why then do you back off from God? Why then do you struggle in your walk with the Lord? The Lord ain't never promised that you ain't going to go through. The Lord said in the book of John 16:33, he said in this life you will have what? Tribulations. It's about be of what? Be of good cheer. Why? Because God has overcome the world. So where is the faith of his people? Where are people's faith? People of God, why is your faith being shifted today? Why is your heart being directed away from the promises of God? Jesus, the Word. You cannot separate Jesus from the Word. Jesus and his Word are firm. And if his word live on the inside of you, guess what? Jesus said yes is yes. Listen to what he just said. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. But you're missing the presence of God. If you miss the presence of God, then it will mean you don't have no relationship with God. But don't come to me and tell me, well, you know, Pastor, you know, I know God, but you know, sometimes when I go through this thing, you know, it's just challenging. Yeah, I know, I understand it's challenging, but God said he will never leave you nor forsake you. If he didn't leave Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, come on, he ain't going to what? Leave who? You. If he didn't leave Daniel, guess what? He won't leave you. Huh? If he didn't leave Job, guess what? He won't leave you. So now let me ask you a question. Why do you doubt him when you need him the most? Why do you doubt him when you need him the most? Huh? I begin to examine the word. The world said, this is what's going on. It said, my people don't love me as much as they say they do. It said, they stand before me. It said, but their heart is far away from me. So every single time that they go through a situation or circumstances or undertaking, their heart is shifted far away from me. Why? If I remain the same yesterday, if I remain the same today, if I remain the same forever, why do they doubt me? Okay, Job, he went through this thing. He said, whoa, this is hard. Give me the book of Job, chapter 13. Please, I want you to look at this. We're going deeper. The Lord has prepared something for you, because the eyes had not seen, nor the ear heard, or neither has he entered into the heart of a man what the Lord has prepared for those that love him. The one that love him build a relationship with him. They kept their relationship with him because they trust that it will come through. They trust that it will come through. Now, talk to me. What did he say? Listen, we are going all the way to verse 15. Come on. Please listen to this now. What's this? He said, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. Now, before we get there, listen to what the conversation was with Job. Start from verse 1. I want you to see this thing. Start from verse 1. Yes. Verse 13. Please pay attention to this.
My eyes have seen all this.
My heart, I've seen all this.
My ears have heard.
My heart, my ear have heard all this.
And understood
all this thing. Come on.
But you know.
I also know, I am not inferior to you. I desire to speak. Come on. To the Almighty God. To argue. You see, whenever you're going through something, the Lord is just testing your faith. Your temptation is facing you left and right. You're going through. Oh, you're going through. Yeah, God knows that you're going through. But this is the question. Are you willing, to fight until the end? Huh? Do you have the desire to fulfill the purposes of God in your life? Come on, keep going. It gets good.
You, however.
You see me with light. That's what the devil is doing. It's temptation. Come on, Holy Ghost. You're worthless. Come on.
All of you.
Come on. What's this? Keep going. It gets good. Sometimes you have to just tell the devil to keep quiet. Oh, yeah, he's playing all this music in your hearing. He's saying all different kinds of things to your spirit. You have to tell the devil to keep quiet because he's trying to tempt you. He's trying to get you away from the presence of God. He's trying to get you from the purposes of God in your life. You got to tell the devil to keep silence. If you start hearing things that's not bringing glory to God, you got to tell the devil to kayate. Come on, Holy Spirit. Keep going.
Hear now my argument.
Listen to the plea that's coming out of my mouth.
Would you speak
wickedly against God? Come on. Would you speak deceitfully for him? Lies. Bless you. Huh? Would you? Come on. The Lord is speaking. Come on. What's this? God is with partiality. No. Yes. Would you argue a case for God? He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. You can't move him. You can't change it. You can't dispute the word of God. Let your yes be yes and let your no be what? No. Whenever the devil comes with something different, you tell him, kayate. You tell the devil to keep quiet. Come on, speak. Will it turn out well if God examined you? Come on now. Please pay attention to this. Oh, can you, do you think you can play around with God like you play around with your friend? You play one way in front of them, and when you get to church, you want to ask? You want to just act holy? What is the Spirit saying to the church? So pay attention to what the Spirit is saying to the church. Come on. It will surely rebuke you. If you secretly show partiality, oh, will not his presence. Come on, come on. I'm talking about the presence of God today. You see, you don't want to live a life without the presence of God in your life every single day. I'm talking about every single day. Because we are coming to the time that people are losing the presence of God in their lives. When it's time for you to lie, you lie. When it's time for you to do things out of the will of God, you do it anyway. But you will say, well, I'll ask God for forgiveness later. Really? So listen to what the Spirit is saying to the church. Come on, speak to me. Will not the dread of God fall on you? Come on. It's a play. Come on. Keep silence and hear the word of the Lord. Come on, Holy Ghost. Oh, come on. Listen, why do I put myself in this position? And take my whole life in my own hand. Watch this. Now, this is where we're going. He said, no matter what temptation may befall me, he said, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. Is it the same situation with you? Whenever you're going through a lose something, you're ready to throw in the towel. You're ready to walk away. You're ready to do your own thing. You're ready not to even come to church anymore. You're ready to take your time off. But listen to Job. Job said, no, I got the presence of God in my life. No matter what, I may lose this, I may lose that, all that may have been taken away from me, but as long as I got the presence of God in my life, I am moving. As long as I got the presence of God in my life, I ain't going nowhere. I got the Holy Spirit. Job was telling him, no, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. Okay. That means Job is walking with something other than just me and man. Job got the presence of God. Job trusted in God. Job walked in the newness of God. So now we today, let me ask you a question, citizens of the kingdom of heaven. Where is your relationship with the Lord? Okay, let's talk about another man as we bring this thing to a closing. Because the Lord challenged me about this stuff all the time. Say, am I not the God who created everything? Huh? Am I not the God who called these things into being? Am I not the God who put everything in position? So why then do you doubt me? Why then do you look unto something else instead of looking unto God, the author and the finisher of your faith? Then he reminded me of a man. Give me the book of Exodus. Come on, somebody. Exodus, the 33rd chapter. 33rd chapter. What's this? I'm talking about the presence of God. If the presence of God is with you, like it's supposed to be, there's some of the things that you do that you wouldn't do because the presence of God is there. And the presence of God is where it's supposed to be. Huh? You dare say amen? 33. Yeah, Exodus, the 33rd chapter. What's this? What's this? You dare say amen? Okay, now, I want you to read from verse 12. I want somebody to stand up and read it because this is a declaration that a conversation with God, talking about the presence of God. If you have it, I want you to declare. Come on. Just like a young lady did in the Spanish service. Come on. Come on, talk to me. Speak loud. The old church can hear you. Come on.
Then Moses said,
Now listen to this. Now that's a conversation with God. Moses said to the Lord, see, you said to me, he said, bring up these people. He said, you didn't let me know who you're going to send with me. Yet you have said, I know you by name. Come on now. I want you to point to yourself. Come on. Just point to yourself. God said he knows you by name. Now, come on. Ain't none of us is going to escape. You know, yes. Because God said, I know you by name. He said, God said, he said, you have also said that you know me by name. Which one of us in this room here today that God don't know you by name? Come on. Okay. So God knows each and every one of us. Okay, my statement established. Come on, let's keep going. What's this?
Now therefore.
I pray.
If I have found grace in your sight.
Now listen to this now. I want you to understand something, that you have found grace in the sight of God. That's why you're sitting here today. Okay. If I have found grace in your sight. Why? You're sitting before the presence of God today, because ain't no way you could have been here today if you had not been for God. He said, no one can come unto me unless my spirit would send me draws them. So the Lord is drawing you, so you have the grace of God. Yes. If the grace of God is there, then that presence is supposed to be there. Now what's this? You may have the grace, but you struggle with the presence of God because of the things that happen. Watch Moses. Oh, you brung us here. That's good. What's this? Come on.
Verse 13.
Now therefore, I pray. If I have found grace in your sight, because you brought me here.
Show me now your way.
That I may know you.
That I may find grace in your sight.
Now, oh my God, hold on. One grace brought you here. One grace brought you here. Now is where you go from here. Indicating that you need the presence of God wherever you go, wherever you be, whatever you do. On US-1, when you're driving, you need the presence of God. When you get on the turnpike, you need the presence of God. When you're on the street, you need the presence of God. When you are in the supermarket, you need the presence of God. I don't care, maybe Walmart or Winn-Dixie or Publix. Guess what? You need the presence of God. Now, what's this? Now, come on. Come on, what's this?
And consider.
This nation is your people.
And he
said, my presence will go with you. Come on. And I will give you rest. Come on. Now watch this. This is what you need. You want the presence of God in your life. And then you need the rest of God. The peace of God. The shalom of God in your life. But you know who wants to steal that from you? The devil. Through the temptation that you go through every single day. But now you got to look at the devil in the eye. You got to tell him you know who you are in Christ. You got to fight back. You got to take your life back. Oh, come on. Take it back from God. Moses said, no, I'm not going anywhere without you. Unless your presence go with me, I ain't going. Give me the word.
Verse 15.
Then he said to him,
if your presence does not go with us,
don't take me nowhere. I ain't going. And what I'm saying is to tell you, don't leave your house without the presence of God. I know we pray just, you know, this quick prayer to get out of the house. But sometimes because of business, you know, you just got to rush to get to that money on time. You forgot to ask the Lord for his presence to go with you. Okay? You forget to get before the presence of the Lord. Lord, no, you're too busy. No, I got to get there. I don't want to miss this appointment. I wish you run like that to get to church every Sunday morning. Whenever there's a church service, I wish you put God the same position. Just as I wish you are so dedicated to the Lord, because if the presence of God is where it's supposed to do or to be, you put him first. He says, seek you first. What? And just that? Praise God. Praise God. We have to be doers of the word. If you are a doer of the word, guarantee that the devil will know you just like he knew Job. Oh, he said, no, I know Job. You got an edge around him. That's how God wants the devil to know you. That says the edge of Jesus Christ around you. No matter where you're going, the presence of God is with you. So whenever the devil tries to mess up anything, oh, it looks like I can't mess with him. Because why? God got an edge around him. But when you're walking in the spirit of doubt, you're walking in the spirit of bitterness, you're walking in the spirit of oppression and depression, and all this other stuff that's causing distractions in your life, where is the presence of God? Is God depressed? I can't hear you. Is God depressed? Oh. Is God stressed out? Oh. So then where is the presence of God? So why do you doubt God? Don't you know every act of falling into temptation doubt the very God that you serve? That's the reason why the enemy step in to tempt you. To see whether you're walking with the Lord. To see whether your relationship is where it's supposed to be. Listen to Moses. Come on, watch this. I love this. Come on.
Verse 15.
And he said to him. Can you imagine that Moses was having a dialogue with God?
Do not bring us up from here.
He's telling God, hey, you know we cool like that, right? Because he find that pasture in God. He find that rest in God. That he can go before God and say, Lord, if you don't go with me, guess what? We're staying right here, pure heart. We are not going to make any decisions out of your will. God wants you to go places. God wants you to do things as long as with the presence of God. God wants you to make things happen. But without the presence of God, it's futile. It's nothing. Moses knew that. Job knew that. Every one of them had the presence of God with them. Look at every disciples of Jesus Christ. Every last one, they have the presence of God. They weren't afraid of dying. They face every temptation and they pass every last one of them. Why? Because they rather want the presence of God than anything else anybody was willing to offer them. Was it the same thing with you? God said, no, these are my people. I know the plan that I have for them. A plan not to harm them, a plan to give them hope, a plan to give them peace, a plan to give them expected end. So there's nothing that you can bring to them that's going to swift them. That's why Job said what he said. He said, though he slay me, yet will I walk. Huh? No matter what the devil may bring your way, you're supposed to stand for Jesus no matter what. I know the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And he's getting a lot of people. But the Bible says, hey, broad is the way, but narrow is the gate. Ain't nobody looking to go through that. Listen, everybody's going through this one. Come on. Listen, are you going to follow the narrow path or are you going to walk through the other gate? Because it look good there. Or they got good music. They got good everything here. They got a good program. They got all this program. Jesus says, I only have one program for you. You have to live. You have to move. And you have to have your being in him. So that's the only thing I have for you. So if that's not good enough, well, you can go to the Broadway. But Moses said, no, I ain't going through the Broadway. I want your presence. If your presence is not going with me, I ain't going. Watch what he said.
Verse 16
says,
how then will it be known that your people and I have found
in your sight. Listen, how are the people that you work with? How are the people that you go to school with? How are the people that you affiliated with? How do they know that the grace of God is over your life? When you're compromising with them, you're doing the same thing they're doing. You're talking the way they're talking. You're walking the way they're walking. You're doing things they're doing. Where is the grace of God in your life? Come on, talk to me. How are people tell the difference? How can they tell the difference? How can people tell the difference? And Moses said, no, not like that. We want your presence to be there. We want your power to be there. We want your anointing to be there. We want when we talk, it's seasoned with salt to bring glory and honor to your name. Wherever we go, we want people to know that you are with us. Oh, come on, Holy Spirit. What did he say?
For how then will it be known that your people and I have found grace
in your sight? Come on. Except you go with us.
So we shall be separate.
So that we shall be separate, your people and I,
all the people who are upon the face of the earth.
So the Lord said to Moses, I will do what you say. Come on. I will do what you say. Because you have found grace in my sight. And I know you. How many people have that conversation without you be seated? Thank you very much. Okay, you got a God that's approachable. You have a God that's willing to go with you wherever you go. You got a God, I tell you, my grace is sufficient enough for you. You have a God that's willing to let go of everything just for your sake. You got a God that's willing to give you everything, but you are not willing to say, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. No, anything happen, oh, you go, hey, Lord, why did this thing happen to me? I read my Bible, I pray, I give my tithes, I give my offering, I did everything. I understand. I said, oh, yeah, right. That's exactly why you're going through. Moses didn't question God. Moses just told God, I said, Lord, I don't want to do anything without you. If I know that your presence is with me, no matter what the devil take from me, I don't care. You're the best thing that ever happened to me. You are the best thing that ever happened to me. So it doesn't matter. I'm not looking at the distractions. I'm not looking at anything else. But if you go with me, I know I have the best thing in the world. But so many people today, they doubt God. Why? If you are struggling with your walk with the Lord, sometimes things don't happen your way. You don't feel, you know, the way you want to feel because things don't go your way. I want you to understand something, that the Lord is examining your heart. Just like he did Job. Just like he did Moses. I want you to understand something today, that the same God that was with Moses, it was the same one that was with Elijah. Huh, come on, Holy Ghost. The same God that was with Elijah is the same one that was with Daniel in the den of lions. Huh? The same God that was with Daniel in the dens of lions is the same God that was with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the furnace of fire. But you want to understand something? It didn't stop them from going into the furnace of fire. They went in there. But you want to know what? God went in there with them. But you're going through a lose something. But you don't want to come to church no more because God didn't answer you on time. God didn't answer me when I went in to answer me. It was taking too long. You know? So I figured church is not the thing for me. But let me tell you something today. It knows you better than you know yourself. Wherever you're going to go, they don't have the answer. But I want to encourage you today, as a citizen of the kingdom of heaven, that you seek the Lord with all your heart. You love him with all your heart. You seek the Lord with all your mind. You love him with all your mind. You seek him with all your soul. And you love him with all your soul. And I guarantee you, you get before the presence of the Lord just like Moses gave before the presence of the Lord. Listen, I don't want to get out of this bed without your presence with me. And you will hear what? Well, I hear everything that you have spoken, and my presence will go with you. But if your relationship with the Lord is not where it's supposed to be, because the distractions, everything else, you went to sleep with it and you woke up in the morning with the same thing in your mind, and the Lord is saying to you, what about me? What about me? And you get on your knee, you do one of those 3 seconds. Oh, I can't. Amen. Oh, really? The devil got more time than that. It will go with you all day long. Until it gets you to stumble. But if the presence of God is with you, wherever you go, no matter how the enemy may come your way, you will know that your life is in his hand.
Amen. If you are in this place today, you're saying, Lord, I need more of your presence. Just like you was with Moses. You promised that you would never leave us, not forsake us. But some of us today, our money, our everything has taken us away from the presence of God. Oh, you don't understand. I'm busy. I can't make it because I had to be here. God said, no, that's where I want you. So when you read the book of Hebrews 13 and 5, you will understand what I'm saying. A lot of people have departed away from the Lord because it's time consuming. I can waste no time going to church. I can waste no time doing. Listen, I will talk to God on my own. You know? Oh, really? Okay. I got one thing to encourage you today. Seek God with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, not in some of your ways, in all your ways, you must acknowledge God so he can direct your path. Young people, senior citizens, in this place today, I want to encourage you. Without the presence of God in your life, the devil is having his way. And that's why you're failing in every area. You need the presence of God. So you can be faithful today and say, Lord, I need your presence. Wherever I am, I need your presence. I want you to stand with me. Like you're saying, Lord, I need your presence. The same way Moses needs your presence, I need your presence. Stand with me. Just stand with me tonight. This morning, this afternoon, this evening, we're gonna walk in the presence of God. We are not going anywhere without the presence of God. So you're standing in this place today. You can honestly say, Lord, I need your presence in my life. I don't want it just on Sunday morning. I don't just want it when I come to Bible study. I want your presence with me wherever I go. People need to be able to tell the difference between me and the world. People need to know that your grace is with me. I don't know what you're going through. I don't know what you're dealing with. But I know that the Lord knows. And the Lord promised that he is going to meet you when you come to him. Some people come, but they don't really come to him. And he knows that. Some people come because they were first to come to church. Some people come just because, you know, they just, hey, just to get you off my back. Okay, I'm going to go with you today. Come on. But the Lord is calling you today. If you want the presence of God to rest with you, wherever you go, school, your work, shopping, wherever you go, if this is you, I'm praying for you, for that presence to return back to you. Or you used to feel the presence of God before, like never before. But all of a sudden, it's not the same anymore. Why? But you want it back. I want you to come with me to the altar. We're going to pray. Just come. This is you. I need the presence of God. I just want that presence of God again in my life.
Thank you so much for having joined us today for this impacting message. I trust that God has touched your life through it and stirred in you a renewed passion for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Our Lord is faithful, and he wants to touch your life in a powerful way. He alone can meet your deepest needs and give your life meaning, no matter what situation you may be in right now. So be encouraged, friend. Trust him, and be assured that I will be praying for you. If you are in the Miami area and do not have a home church, why don't you come out and join us? We are near the Tamiami Airport in Kendall and located at 12236 Southwest 128th Street. Our service times are Sundays at 9 a.m. in Spanish and 11 a.m. in English. God bless you. I look forward to meeting you soon.
Well, thank you for being with us. You've been listening to Pastor Dennis Penton and the audio ministry of Pure Heart Christian Center. It is our prayer that this message has been a challenge to your heart and your life. If you would like prayer, please call the church office at 305-969-7873. We would love to have the opportunity to connect with you in prayer. For more information about us, visit our website at www.pureheartchristian.org. And also, while you're on Facebook, make sure you visit us at the Pure Heart Christian Center page and click on Like Us. Until next time, may God's Spirit bless you mightily.